Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Crowder will be here today. He's running a little bit late. Solana is back today. We're back in studio today. Tomorrow, we'll be back at the Amerant Bank Arena. Panthers and Red Wings tomorrow. Panthers got the dub last night. Panthers handled their business last night. Matas Buzelis handled his business last night. We hit the over. You were listening to the show. Over was 14 and a half. Now, admittedly, I not only played the over 14 and a half, I also bought him up to 30 and parlayed it with Matt Mervis home runs. That didn't work out, but that would have paid huge. But we hit the big bet, which I told you. I said, I'm putting $75 on Buzelis over 14 and a half. He went for 19, and I believe he was like 2 of 7 from three. He had an off-night shooting. He probably could have touched 30 last night. Tonight, though, I'm assuming Buzelis is playing tonight, right? You don't rest a rookie.
No, for sure he's playing. Yeah, this is a big one for the Bulls.
This is Chicago's going to try to throw down the hammer tonight.
They rested everybody last night.
What is the line tonight? Yeah, they got blown out by Cleveland, but yeah. They knew they were going to get blown out by Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Kobe White wasn't playing last night. I forget who else was out last
Vooch
night.
Vooch was out last night. I think Giddy they sat last Trey night? Jones. Giddy didn't play last night either. Yeah, they benched everybody. Yeah,
tonight, they're going to try to throw it down. I think they're going to try to make a statement, first of all. They need the win for home court, essentially, but also I think they're trying to make a statement against the Heat. What's the line, you know?
Heat minus one.
Oh, on the road. Heat minus one on the road? Mm-hmm. Hmm. Chicago's been playing some good basketball. Buzelis down to 12 and a half tonight because he's not going to get the minutes that he got last night. Mm. Still like it. Boozy Vert action tonight. Maybe coming your way.
I remember the last time they played in Chicago, he didn't miss a shot. It was like the most efficient performance ever by a rookie back in February.
The only people who didn't handle their business last night is the Panthers handled their business. Buzelis handled his business. Matt Mervis did not handle his business. Mm-hmm. And this Brad Marchand left me hanging. So we had George Richards on in the 5 o'clock hour yesterday. And we were just kind of shooting the bleep about gambling. He said, Marchand, first goal. He hasn't scored a goal yet for the Panthers. He's going to get it tonight. So I bet it. I think it was like plus 230 maybe. And he had a breakaway that got stuffed. And then he had a chance at the end, kind of an empty netter. Well, I mean, it was an empty net, but someone from Toronto, a defenseman, just kind of broke it up at the end, and then Verhaeghe ended up getting the empty netter at the end. He needed one as well. Tonight I'm going to the Inter Miami match. The Masters starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a fun time of year. In fact, on the show today, Zach Gelb is going to join us. He joins us on Wednesdays. John Ruth from the UM Sports Hall of Fame and Museum, a man who has season tickets to the Masters, will join us today. He's not going this year.
Oh, really?
But he will. Yeah, he's not. But he will regale us with Masters stories. He's got the spring game coming up for UM Saturday.
Yeah.
And then he's got the UM Sports Hall of Fame and Museum induction night. I think it's next Wednesday or Thursday. He was just a little too busy to make it out to Augusta. But he had plenty of family members who wanted to use the season ticket.
Yeah, I'm sure it wasn't a shortage of people asking for him. Yesterday was the 100-year anniversary of the University of Miami, I believe, opening or being founded.
I did not know that.
So my guess is he was busy last night as well. This is a busy week for John.
We can ask him. He's going to join us today. I do have a little ding-dong bet on another Mervis home run today. I'm just going to ride that all season long.
You're sick.
Marlins 0-0, top of the fourth right now. We're playing the Mets. We have another four-pack of tickets, Heat and Wizards, last game of the regular season. We have a four-pack of tickets every day this week, and we will give away a four-pack today. Let us get headlines with Solana. Crowder is going to join us. He's running a little bit late today. Today? Tonight? Today.
Did you say
Tanay? We'll do headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Tonight happens to be a great night for sports gambling, Hawk, because there's a lot of just like random bleep happening everywhere.
The Luka game. Luka back in Dallas.
Luka back in Dallas tonight.
That's
he makes
a
his
great
return.
Game. What time is that game? Is that like an 8:30 or something?
No, 7:30 on ESPN.
Really? So yeah. That starts at 6:30 in Dallas?
6:30 in Dallas.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Bizarre, but it's the first of two nationally televised games on ESPN tonight. The Mavs are handing out T-shirts that say, "Thanks for everything" in Slovenian. And
it's so dumb. Yeah. Oh, would I be mad if I was a Mavs fan? Thanks for everything. Oh, would I be mad? Could you imagine?
They had to honor him somehow, though, right?
No, I get it, yeah, but yeah. Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Also, who wants to remember that night? Like a T-shirt, it signifies a night. Game one of the playoffs. You have a memorable night. You keep that T-shirt forever. Who wants to remember Luka's return to Dallas? The fans still want him there.
He didn't want to leave.
Right.
He wanted to be there.
Hawk, there's this unbelievable article.
Tell me Nico, what's his name? Harrison? Hardison?
Yeah, Harrison.
Tell me he's not going to the game tonight.
Oh, he'll be there courtside. Sits courtside every game.
I mean, he's insane. If he goes tonight and sits courtside, he's insane.
You think Mark Cuban will be courtside? They don't even want him around anymore.
Ooh, right. Yeah. That's a good little piece of drama.
But he could just buy his own ticket, can he?
I suppose. I mean, you can ban anyone you want, but it'd be kind of crazy to ban him from that arena.
Yeah. There's a really good article on ESPN today, kind of looking back at the whole trade. And the first stanza of the column takes everybody back to Christmas Day. Luka Doncic showing up in like this old school decked out Dallas type of car. And he steps out with cowboy boots and a cowboy hat. And they're saying, I mean, this guy bought into Dallas. He bought
totally.
In to the Lone Star State. And here you are, fast forward 4 months later, he's now a Los Angeles Laker because you traded him without telling him that's the team that he suited up in cowboy gear for to play on Christmas Day.
I mean, there was never a peep from him or his camp. Oh, he's got to have better players because they did a good job surrounding him with players. But never a peep that he wanted to go to a bigger market, a more storied franchise. He wanted to be there, still wants to be there. Slap in the face to that fan base. I hope they litter the court with those t-shirts. I hope Nico Harrison gets buried in those t-shirts. He can't even get out.
Also, the first time Anthony Davis and LeBron will match up against each other, because we all forget AD, part of that trade as well. He didn't know he was leaving the Los Angeles Lakers. So that's happening tonight, 7:30 p.m. LeBron James is now a Barbie doll.
I saw that.
I don't know if you saw that. Becomes the first ever Ken
Bassiter. Actually, good-looking Barbie doll.
Yeah, solid.
Like, it looked good. Yeah, good fit.
Yeah, I mean, it's a plastic doll. I mean, sure.
Yeah, sure.
Well, what'd you think? They would make him look bad?
I didn't know that he would look that good. He looks very good.
Okay.
Very svelte.
Mm-hmm. All right. Becomes the first ever Ken Bassiter for Mattel. A signature Ken Bassiter. First athlete to get his own Barbie doll. Features a white and blue Letterman jacket.
Yeah, look good. I like it.
So here's the scenarios for the Miami Heat. The Bulls lose last night. Heat and Bulls have the same record. They're 36-43. But Chicago owns the tiebreaker no matter what happens tonight, Hawk. Doesn't matter if the Heat win. Chicago owns the tiebreaker. So if the Heat want to finish ahead of the Chicago Bulls in the standings, winning tonight isn't good enough, but it's almost needed, because the Heat, with three games remaining and the Bulls with three games remaining, the Heat have to finish ahead of the Bulls in the standings. They can't finish tied. They have to finish ahead of the Bulls in the standings. The Heat, winning out, are guaranteed nine seed, guaranteed the nine seed, but are still in play for the eight seed.
Gotcha. If I remember correctly yesterday when I was reading it, the Bulls end with Washington and another scrub.
Philadelphia on Sunday.
Philly. Yeah. I mean,
in Philly, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. In Philly, Kyle Lowry will really step it up. He wants to thank the home crowd.
Yeah. So if the Heat win today, the Heat get the Pelicans on Friday on the road, final road game.
Easy peasy.
And then Washington on Sunday.
Easy peasy. Yeah.
Those are two dubs. You finish out business, and you're guaranteed the nine seed, potentially
the eight
seed.
Okay.
Which would mean you have two opportunities to play yourself into the tournament, and you would play Orlando on the road. Atlanta just has to lose one of their final three games. So big game tonight for the Miami Heat. I know you guys, I listened to a little bit of the pod last night. You were very confused about the Michael Malone firing yesterday. It didn't make any sense.
I still don't think it makes any sense.
Yeah, so there's more reporting now. It sounds like their general manager, Calvin Booth, and Malone did not see eye to eye on player personnel and who Malone should be playing. The GM wanted him to play the younger guys that he's been drafting more, and Malone was like, nah, I'm going to ride with the vets and Russell Westbrook, and then it all came to a head when Russell Westbrook missed that layup a couple nights ago against Minnesota. Apparently, their relationship deteriorated.
And then they fired each other.
They fired each other.
A lot of people don't know that. If you say you're fired at the same exact time as someone that's firing you, both of you are fired.
Right. Hey, you can't just fire one, apparently.
Any sense. Pick a side. The ownership needs to pick a side then. But still wait till the season's over.
Crazy, man. Bro, the Western Conference standings are ridiculous.
Like, I know. Anything can happen. They're still like the Lakers can end up 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The Lakers actually can end up 4th in the East. How does that happen? No one knows. That's how crazy the West is.
3 through 8.
You know the Lakers can still win the President's Trophy?
Whoa. Really?
It's crazy what's going on in the West. The Lakers, with one more win, win MLS's back tournament.
Wow. Crazy.
Yeah.
Don Garber did it again. Lakers could be 3 or 8 at the end of the season. They could be 3 or the 8 seed. Stupid. A lot going on, man. Ja Morant has a new celebration. You saw that?
He does? No.
Yeah, he's mimicking throwing a grenade. So he's not shooting anymore. But
that's how? Oh, well, good for him.
Yeah, he's not.
Because no one has a problem with that. Oh, you can throw grenades.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
He's not shooting anymore. But
right.
Did it throughout the game yesterday when the Grizzlies were playing the Charlotte Hornets. You know, he does a
grenade
into the crowd. He covers his ear. Yeah,
no problem with that. Nobody has a problem with that.
Right. Marlins right now are playing. It's 0-0, bottom of the fourth.
Yeah.
Starling Marte is up to bat, and Max Meyer,
that's right.
Max Meyer is on the mound right now. Former
a lot of
first
moxie,
round
that
pick.
Kid.
Former first yeah. round pick. All right. And Inter Miami, they host LAFC tonight. I know you said you're going to be there, Hawks. Second leg of the CONCACAF Champions Cup. This is a must win for Inter Miami. Win or go home. Win or go home.
Messi plays tonight.
Oh, he's going to play 100%.
Wow.
He's going to
play. Excited.
Yeah. You're going to see. You haven't seen La Pulga, right? You've never seen him live.
No. I have not seen El Pulpo.
Different guy.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Not Antonio Alfonseca?
No. Not Antonio Alfonseca. I think you would have to add up 5 Lionel Messis in order for him to weigh as much as El Pulpo weighed. Bro, this is a big deal. This is like watching Michael Jordan.
I'm excited.
Okay.
I can't wait.
All right. I just want you to understand like the context.
Listen, I'm ready to go. I'm leaving early.
I mean, Luis Suarez is the face of Uruguayan soccer. You have Sergio Busquets. You have Jordi Alba. Those are two of the best players of all time of the Spanish national team. And you were watching the greatest footballer ever tonight, Hawk. Like, why aren't you boiling over with enthusiasm right now?
I'm excited. I'm in, like, the owner's box. I've got private parking. I mean, this is the way you go to this event.
No, it's not. Just stay home. I mean, just stay home. Owner's box? I mean, go out with the supporters. Go out with Vice City and take a drum.
I like plates and silverware, though.
Mm, yeah, well, take a drum. Take a trumpet or something. You have a flag? What type of – you have a pink flag?
No, I do have an Inter Miami hat or something. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Can I just take a lorazepam?
All right. We'll have fun at the game.
All right.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover.
I have a Miami Fusion shirt that I'm going to wear. Mm-hmm. I don't have any current stuff.
Didn't I buy you – I believe I bought you, Crowder, and Jimmy Inter Miami t-shirts a couple years back.
I put it on eBay.
Okay. What'd that sell for? A couple cents?
40 cents.
Yeah. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. Partly cloudy in South Florida. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the 70s. Happens to be perfect footballing weather tonight. That is your weather.
This Kyle Stowers is up right now. Does that mean Mervis is up after him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you want to hang out? Oh, no, because Mervis bats cleanup, though, no?
Oh, he does?
Isn't he? Isn't Mervis batting
fourth? I thought he was batting third. Huh. Stowers, a little base knock.
Yeah. Found the gap.
Let's see who's coming up.
When I'm doing analyst work with FIU, baseball or softball, that's my go-to term. Oh, that found the gap. It's like
that's
the only
a great term.
Yeah, it is. It's like the only thing I remember from Tommy Hutton.
You ever call a hit a base knock?
Yeah, I like that. A little
Love
knock,
a base knock.
A little knock in the left field.
A little knock.
Stowers bats second, by the way.
Right, I thought Mervis bats third.
Mervis is the DH today.
Yeah, but he bats
that
cleanup.
That wouldn't tell
Hawk.
You that wouldn't tell
yes,
you.
Yes. He has the cleanup.
He bats cleanup, Hawk. Jonah Bride, everybody's favorite bride,
big friend of the show.
Yeah.
Appel and Crowder had him on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that was one of my favorite interviews of all time, actually. Did you know we had Precious Achiuwa on the show once? Do you remember that?
Yes. We asked him about his name.
Yes.
Crowder told him that he wouldn't call him Precious.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's going to call him, you know, Pete.
Yes. That is accurate.
You
know, yeah.
How did you find that? Like, how did that come up?
Because I was just looking for something yesterday, and I typed in Hockman and Crowder show and whatever. And out of nowhere on Google, it's like, Precious Achiuwa on the Hockman and Crowder show discusses why his name is Precious. And I had totally forgotten that we spoke with Precious after he was drafted, before he even played a game.
Yeah, there was a time on this show I used to have other people besides Appel and Cugno on.
Wow. Yeah.
But no more. Zach Gelb is next.
Unfortunately, this is the Hock and Crowder show.
She called me Mr. Boombastic, say me fantastic, touch me on the back. She says I'm Mr. Romantic.
Hock and Crowder.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Before we get to Gelby here, the Miami Heat are back with Junior Heat Summer Camp, June 9th through August 1st. Boys and girls ages 7 through 16 can participate in the skills camp. It's at Kaseya Center, Slam Miami, Pickleball Sports Complex, or Cooper City High School. Campers participate in a variety of competitions and fundamental drills and games. Lunch is provided, and campers receive giveaways daily. So sign up your kids right now at heat.com/junior heat. Heat.com/junior heat. Zach Gelb is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He can be heard nationally on the Infinity Sports Network. Comes to us live from the WFAN studios in New York City. Although today he has a faux backdrop that looks like, I don't know, the Brady Bunch house. And so Solana and I have changed our backdrops to the same faux backdrop. It looks like Gelb and Solana and I are broadcasting from some living room from the 70s or so. How come you're not in your regular WFAN studios, Gelby?
So Yankee baseball, now Jimmy has joined the party. Yankee baseball is on today earlier because of the weather, and they moved all the games up. So the studio I usually sit in is producing the Yankees. But I will say, I thought of you about 20 minutes ago. We got pizza ordered into the studio because someone is leaving our company. So we wanted to say goodbye, and we got a bunch of pizzas, and I had a grandma slice, and I put the red pepper flakes on it and, you know, extra cheese on it. My mouth is still on fire. So it's going to be tough for me to get through this conversation.
What kind of za? You bring in like a New York style, like Ray's original, or you do like, I mean, you can't tell me you do like Papa John's or Domino's.
No. Okay. Come on. What are we doing? So a few weeks ago, I ordered in pies for everyone. I got them from La Industrie, which is phenomenal. They have a bacon fig jam slice. They have, you know, a pepperoni and sausage kind of slice, which is delicious. And they a ton of burrata on all these slices. So that's my favorite spot these days in the city. But someone else did the ordering today, and they did it from Bleecker Street, which is phenomenal pizza as well.
Mm-hmm. That's Solana's joint.
Well, no, that's Solana's John's on Bleecker Street. Then there's a Bleecker Street pizza.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, Bleecker Street pizza is very good. John's on Bleecker Street's the more famous one. That's phenomenal as well. So a little confusing.
Gotcha. Okay. And so you bought pizzas for everyone the other day because you're like the big shot afternoon drive guy. Should I do that?
Well, there was a little pizza war going on here where one of the hosts, the afternoon host, Mike Francesa, the big tradition was the first Thursday of the tournament, they would always get a ridiculous amount of pies.
Oh.
Well, the new afternoon host that ordered the pizzas did not order good enough pizzas. So then middays on the fan, BT and Sal, they ordered a ridiculous amount of pizza. And then I said, you guys aren't even ordering from the best spot. That is literally 5 minutes from our station. So it was kind of like, you know, just drop your, you know what, on the table for everyone here and just one up each other. And I think I took home the best pizza order because I got a lot of rave reviews and a standing ovation from people in the office.
Are you a big Masters guy? You mentioned the tournament starts tomorrow. Are you a big Masters guy? I'm not a huge golf guy. I love Masters weekend more than anything. I'm glued to the TV Saturday and Sunday. I just love it.
Yeah, I like to pick three guys before every major and just throw $25 on them to win the tournament outright, $25 to $30. And I've had some success. I had Matt Fitzpatrick a few years ago when he won a major, which was a nice payout, like over $1,000. I had Colin Morikawa when he won his first major. But for the Masters, it's like Jim Nantz would say, a tradition unlike any other. So I haven't made my three selections yet, but I'm all over the Masters. We're actually going to have Alex Myers coming up in about an hour on the show live from Augusta to preview the whole thing.
Yeah, we talk plenty of Masters every year. I get more fascinated with the pomp and circumstance and tradition of Augusta National and the tournament itself than I do with the actual golf. I love the pimento and cheese sandwich. I love the fact that the sandwich wrappers, you know, the sandwich wrappers are green because if they do get blown over by the wind, you're looking at a beautiful television shot of the fairway. You can't see wrappers everywhere because it just melds in with the grass.
It's the one sporting event that I have not been to that I'm dying to go just because the exclusivity and how tough it is to get
me
in.
Too.
And the last 2 years, I have been filling out the lottery to try to get in. So maybe we should do this, Hawk. We'll both continue to fill out the lottery, and then if one of us gets selected, we'll
be
the
other one. But
shouldn't
we be able to lean on someone? That I feel like guys in our position, we should be able to lean on someone for at least a practice round invite or something.
So, like, could you maybe get a press credential? I'm sure you can.
I don't want to do that.
But I would want to go as a fan, I think.
Right.
I know a lot of people in the golf world. I was told I could probably get a practice round from them, but I kind of want to go. And I enjoy going to the practice rounds. I think it's very fun. But if I'm going to the Masters, I think I actually want to follow and do a full round. They don't let you, right? No phones, none of that. A friend of mine won the lottery last year. You walk in, they take a nice picture of you. They send you the picture. And you cannot have your phone whatsoever. So it's almost just because of how exclusive it is. It makes me want to go even more.
Yeah, I love all that stuff. I love everything that's surrounding that.
And
did you go to the?
It's so cheap too, by the way.
$1.50 for a pimento cheese sandwich. $1.50
beer. Very low prices. You know, no Maggie McFly prices. Let me tell you that.
Did and I who sported for that bill? That was me. That was
oh,
me.
Oh, sorry. Let me stroke the ego of Mark Hochman here. Yes, he did.
Did you go to the Florida Gators Houston game?
Yeah. No, I was at the semifinal games. I went to the Saturday and I was back by Monday.
Did you have a rooting interest?
In the championship game, I bet Florida on the money line. Because I was fearful that the 1.5 spread was going to be cutting it too close and it wasn't that much of a difference when you looked at the odds. I wanted Auburn to win because I like Bruce Pearl a lot, but obviously they lost to Florida. And then the other game, Duke Houston, I have not been more stunned walking out of a game than when I was in the building for 28-3. Days later, I still can't believe what I saw, because that game was over. It's a 6-point game with 34 seconds left. And there's no like signature moment from Houston side of it. Like, oh, they did. Like, it's not like with Reggie Miller, Tracy McGrady. Right. Like, there's no moment like that. It was just alarming. And then on the Florida side of it, in the championship game, you know, usually you win an NCAA championship, you win a game that you probably should have lost. That happened to Florida three times. They should have lost to UConn. They should have lost to Texas Tech. And they should have lost to Houston. And the way that they won that game with how sloppy it was at the end, it's just like, I hate the team of destiny stuff, but it almost was as if they were a team of destiny.
Yeah, I passed up. It's funny that you say you bet money line. So Crowder rode Florida all the way through the tournament.
Oh, because he's Gator.
He had a large bet on Florida -1.5. And yeah. I kept saying, I think I'll tail you on it. I think I just couldn't. And then in the second half, they're down 12 or so. I looked at the live line and it was Florida +9.5. Said, should I jump in on this? And then I said, nah, they don't have it.
Like,
they're not, they don't have
come
it.
Come on, they're Hawk.
So
you were basically like catfishing in the betting world to Crowder. You were saying you were going to ride with
him. I was teasing him. That's right.
You know,
I was leading him along.
Go Gators.
And you
just left him there. Well, he has a championship and he has more money.
He ends up with a championship and a ton of money in his account. I got nothing.
Let's be real.
I got bupkis.
Number one, Crowder doesn't need more money. And I say I made a big bet on the Gators. That was like a $100 bet. Crowder making a big bet. He probably had a few thousand on it. So, like, let's be real.
It was a four-digit win. I'm not going to lie to you.
He is making big bets. Yeah. Not us peasants in the radio world that didn't play football.
How about tonight? Gelby, Luka returns to Dallas as a member of the Lakers. Solana had mentioned in the headlines they're giving away thank you, Luka t-shirts written in Slovenian.
Yeah, they should just write F. Nico Harrison. That's what I was
right?
about.
I'm annoyed. I'm not a Mavericks fan. I'm annoyed for Mavericks fans of what they're going to have to sit through tonight, because this is unprecedented. People leave teams, but it's usually by their own volition, or everyone saw it coming and they wanted to leave. This guy, the community loved him. The fans loved him. He loved the community. And it's a wild situation tonight in Dallas, in my opinion. I don't know. Like, are they going to boo the Mavericks, do you think? Like, do you think the fans are going to actively cheer for the Lakers?
I would go to the game tonight if I was a Mavericks fan. And this issue makes me hot because I hate incompetence and I don't have a dog in the fight. But I would just go and chant fire Nico. Like, you don't even have to say F you, Nico. You don't have to make it vulgar. I would just go and chant fire Nico throughout the duration of the game. That's what I would do. I think that's the best thing you could do if you're a Dallas Mavericks fan.
Look at what Crowder's doing. Crowder, we just brought him out the video feed. He's obviously in a hotel and he's messing with, I know what his MO is because he travels with that little,
Hello?
What is that called? The
Crowder's snowball. Thought process is what are all these white people doing in their white people backgrounds right now?
Yeah. How is everyone in the same house when I'm in an apartment building?
It's a white house. We don't do grand pianos.
I heard you won a big bet, by the way, Crowder. It's just like when you were playing Florida where they dropped the bag of cash off to you. I heard you got the bag dropped your way.
Hit him in the head, Gelby. Hit him in the head. Never lost hope.
Yeah,
I did okay at Florida. I can talk about it now with NILs. I did okay at Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. He saw on his gambling account Florida and plus a bunch of money, and he's like, memories.
Crowder's like, it's sophomore year at Florida all over again.
A little better than,
except there wasn't 25 girls around in this time.
Can you imagine how many teams he would have transferred to in the NIL era? Like
he would have been like a whore. Crowder would have been jumping from
this
team
guy
to team semester.
Would have wherever they a dollar more, and you'd have had Crowder at your school.
There would be an SEC championship game between Alabama and Florida. The first half he played for Florida. The second half he played for Alabama. Probably
highest bidder. What's the point of playing if you're not getting paid? High is bitter.
Hey, Saban, you're getting your ass kicked. You need me to go sack the quarterback in the other half? All right,
by the way, Saban would sign up for that in a heartbeat. He's like, oh, I can flip a guy at halftime?
100 grand.
I was asking Gelb because Luka's back in Dallas tonight with the Lakers. So Is there, I don't know, is there any kind of precedent for this, Gil, where a guy who the fan base didn't want traded and the guy didn't want to be, and I'm talking about superstar level, obviously, like the highest tier of the NBA. Is there precedent for this?
No, and it was sneaky. There was no talks of it, and it was gone overnight. Yeah, no, they're going to, I heard y'all when I was in the waiting room, they're going to boo Nico, or like Gelb was saying, they're going to do some Nico chant.
And you know that they're going to bounce those fans. They may have to bounce the entire arena.
But how do you, if the entire crowd is chanting something anti-Nico, like what, you're going to ask everyone
to leave? You just got
to
take it. And that's what they didn't do a few weeks ago. But now this is the night he's coming back. You just got to let the fans do what they want. And it's going to be fascinating. It's like, who cares about the actual game? I just want to see the reaction.
Let's see what the line is here. See if you like any of these bets.
There's going to be some.
Did we lose Gelb?
I think Gelb.
Yeah,
locked.
I believe we did.
Or he does a hell of a job of freezing.
What just happened? Am I back?
I don't know. You froze up, or maybe you
Holy
were just
crap,
trying to make a point. Were you trying
you
to make
all,
a
no.
serious point?
No, I wasn't like Mitch McConnell right at a meeting or something like that. What I was saying was you just got to let it happen. But my screen started buffering, and then Crowder started to buffer, and then Hockman started to buffer, then Solana. It was wild.
Let me tell you the player totals for tonight. You tell me if you like any of these. Luka is 29.5. Anthony Davis is 26.5. LeBron is 23.5.
LeBron.
Over?
LeBron over.
You don't think he's going to go above and beyond to show you, hey, Luka, I'll keep giving you the ball, Luka. This is your night. Like, this is one of those
I don't know,
LeBron nights
LeBron's
where
he's like. LeBron's a spotlight whore.
And if I was.
But he also likes to do the thing of, look, here, this is your night. I'm here to make this your night.
But if I was the Mavs, I would say I'm not going to let Luka drop 30 on me. Like, I'm going to double-team Luka every time he gets the ball because
honestly,
I don't want to look bad.
Those players, they may want him to just kind of show the GM how much of a dope he is. That's how I would kind of feel about it. Now, Crowder, how hot have you been gambling, just wondering, recently?
I've been doing well. The NCAA tournament did me very well.
Okay, so you're saying LeBron over tonight?
Yes.
Okay. I am going to tell you, if it loses, though, you're going to get a lot of angry texts from me later tonight, all right?
Gelb,
I'm going to be asking you to drop a bag at my apartment.
That's not how this works, because I've lost $100,000 gambling with Hawk throughout the years and never text him in the
Who
night.
Had Matas Buzelis over last night? Who told you? Buzelis over.
I'm impressed that Crowder hasn't blocked my cell phone number yet. You know, I'm very impressed by that. New
it's
phone.
Very
who
possible does? That he has. Very possible that he is.
I'm at the AC Hotel by the riverfront somewhere. I don't know where I'm at.
What
in New York?
Are you in?
New York.
Oh, you're in the city. Oh, so yeah. you want to get together tonight? You'll buy me dinner, and then we'll bet the dinner on the Lakers and see what happens.
Boy, this Gelb, man, he buys pizzas for the radio station. He's had the shakes ever since he did that yesterday.
Well, in the financial
world, how much did you spend on pizzas for the radio station?
$130. Dude, it's like $40 a pie.
It's crazy you brought this up, Hawk. I'm headed over here. We had to do two shows this morning for the pivot. That's why I'm late. I'm headed here, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to hit Uber Eats and have them meet me here with some food. Bro,
$20 in fees for Uber Eats.
Popeyes is $52. Popeyes chicken, $52.
You don't ever have to Uber Eats in New York. There is literally food not just on the corners, at the midway point on the sidewalk.
Like,
never be hungry in New York. There's always a pretzel, falafel, hot dog. Yeah,
but Crowder's a big star. He doesn't want to have to go take pictures with everybody. He doesn't want to rub elbows. Like, I kind of get it in New York, you know, especially with the success of The Pivot and obviously this show. He can't even get down the street. Let's be real.
I'm not eating a falafel. Never have, never will. And them dirty water hot dogs are disgusting.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, why do you think when I was on your show, I went to a diner to get a dog instead of the water
that
dog?
That's honestly one of the most embarrassing moments in radio history. Not just on our show, in radio history, if I can replay it for those who weren't around. What was it, National Hot Dog Day or something?
Yes.
And we asked Gelb, because he's in New York, go get a hot dog downstairs from the hot dog cart, dirty water hot dog. You'll eat it during the show. And he faked it. He went and got a gourmet hot dog, told us that he had gotten it downstairs from one of the carts. That's just
I'm bougie.
It's cowardly and embarrassing. How can you be I'm a bougie. Man of the people on New York radio if you can't even have a dirty water hot dog?
Man of the people. Those words don't come out of my mouth. Stop.
You're a man of the people.
I'm a genuine human being. I am not in the middle of the day when I have to go work eating a disgusting New York City dirty water hot dog and then having the runs the entire show.
It's like, what's the Spanish? Ropa viejo, which translates to like old pants or something.
Yeah.
But it's actually good. Hawk, when you started talking about dirty water hot dogs, I was like, okay. Then I went to New York. The water looks like
disgusting.
Milk. It's dirty nasty. Water.
It's dirty.
I thought it was a play on words. It's not a play on words.
I don't understand why people eat cereal milk. You know, they pour the milk in the cereal and they go, oh, when I'm done with the cereal, I drink the milk because it's got the sugary flavor. They love cereal milk. Listen, I would drink bottles of that dirty water, hot dog water. I mean, you put that thing in a bottle, that milk, that milky.
And that's why Solana's going to be hosting this show in 2 years, because you're not going to be alive anymore.
I've got a callus
be
built dead. Up, man. That's
I'm
going to
do the eulogy
strong.
At your funeral.
That's how you make yourself strong. I don't know what you're having for your... I don't know what you're having for your Passover dinner this weekend, Gel, but if there's no dirty water in bottles from the hot dog cart downstairs, you're doing it wrong.
Dirty water matzo ball soup. I'll run it by my mother. She would see what she says. Hey, we'll marinate that brisket in that dirty water.
Happy Passover. We'll see you, Gelby.
Aziz and Pesach to you, Crowder.
Aziz and Pesach. What does that mean?
Aziz Ansari and Pesach to you.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Where do you stand on slice of pizza, meal versus snack?
Hawk and Crowder.